You're listening to the Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
Will you hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in? Tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from
the question is what will we become? It's always the goal in camp to get every player to be ready to compete at the highest level that he can with the most consistency over the entire season. And there's a lot of factors that go into that. So what we do is important, but how we do what we do becomes more and more important. And that's for every guy here in terms of how we do what we do. We got to do it better. Our goal is to have the kind of team that nobody wants to play. And that means that we have to impose our will to dominate the competition all the time. The first thing you have to do is you have to have toughness. You got to be tougher than everybody that we play. I'm talking about mental toughness, and I think everybody can relate to it. It's all about what does it take to break you? What does it take to break your focus because you get frustrated about what happened on the last play? What does it take to make you give in because it's hot outside, or you're tired, or you don't feel like running to the ball or giving effort or finishing the play like you should because of how you feel, whether you're a little bit hurt? What does it take to break you? When you go through camp, it's going to be difficult because you're getting yourself ready to play an entire season at a high level. So everybody here has got to have a lot of mental toughness to be able to sustain what we do at a high level. And just because you got beat on the last play, that can't affect the next play, or that's breaking you. Your frustration is breaking you just because you miss a block, or you get blocked, or you miss a tackle, or you fumble the ball. What does it take to break you? There's no easy way. Everybody here knows that I've always talked about discipline, but I think having toughness is what helps you be able to maintain the discipline that you need to have to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done, because you minimize the circumstances that can affect your ability to do that. I'm gonna-